This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad. Yes, the recording machines are working, the computers are on, the interweb is talking across the world, and it's a bright, sunny day. And why am I so happy? I don't know, really. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains out in the east of Slovakia in Pop Brad. I know why I'm happy, but I can't tell you yet. And it's just one of those wonderful days. Hi to the guy who talked Radio X, Replay Radio, the breeze everywhere. And first of all, let's go down to the technology dumbwit city of the world, Darwin, Australia.
Hello, Rach.
Hi, Ed.
Yes, it is. I'm still doing the very long piece of string and a can thing to get on Skype to talk to you. But I had an interesting day today. I prepared my cyclone kit today.
Your what?
My cyclone kit.
Your cycling kit?
No, cyclone.
Oh, cyclone kit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be very baked beans down there?
I think we're going to get a Category 5 this year, so that'll be really interesting. But you know me, wherever I go, I take a weather event with me.
I thought you were going to say you take the wind with you.
Well, that too.
That's baked beans for you. That's what I meant in the first place.
Yes.
And hang on, what is it down there? It's something like Ula. Spain, are you there?
I am, thank you.
Is it Ula?
No, it's Lee.
No, the way they say hello.
Hola.
No, you just say hello really loud. You go, hello!
No, that's what British tourists do.
Well, that's what I am.
Oh, right, okay. It's hola. Hola.
Hola.
Hola.
No, it's hola.
It's voila.
It's got no V on the front of it.
It's got an H on the front of it.
Yes.
It has got an H on the front of it, which in Spain, us clever people know, is pronounced as a V. So it's
right.
Voila. You don't go, hola. That's something you fall into.
What, hole?
Yeah, hola. And voila is, it's like a car from Sweden.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Rach, would you buy a used car off this bloke?
Never.
Thank you. I agree with that entirely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just sit still for a moment, because I'm going to play you a little jingle. Oh, you jingle junkies, please take note. It's time for a new jingle. Are you ready? Pause buttons off. 3, 2, 1, go!
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-E-I. Do you know, I love that so much. I'm going to play it again, I think, on Windows 8 PC, tablet and phone. I think we'll have another go at it.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Oh, I forgot the Windows bit. Yes, we are, boys and girls. You can now go to the RTI website, rti.fm, and get connected, well, apart from Rachel, get connected to the real world, as in Windows 8. There's a app for both the tablet, PC, and, of course, to turn your phone into a tranny radio from, like, the 1960s. stop it.
Tranny radio?
Yeah. That's what they were called in the 60s. Don't you pull up my... Yes, I'll have a gay day in a minute if you're not careful. And so you can have a tranny radio like the 1960s and walk down the road listening to RTI, or as I did, testing it. I went 1,743 metres above sea level, top of a mountain. You can't hear a radio station. But guess what, boys and girls? You can hear RTI. It worked.
And we have the pictures to prove it. That's what you need on radio.
Yeah, pictures. Marvellous. Wonderful. Pictures on radio. Yes. I'm having a continuity problem here at the moment.
I'm wet here.
Pardon?
I'm very wet.
Why?
I've just been swimming.
I give up.
What did you think of it?
I thought you were just being very childish as we just make an important announcement. You were being childish, just sort of ruining the whole thing. And
no. I was being quite grown up, actually, and just saying, as in a conversational way, right. As this programme's about having conversations, right. That I'm very wet, as I've been in my swimming pool.
Ah, right.
If you can use the RTI FM app at the pool.
You could.
I could use my app in the pool. Yes.
Yes.
Can you get a swimming app?
Surely. You must be able to.
You can get a bag to put your phone in, yes.
Put it in a Ziploc bag and off you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it in a plastic bag and tie a knot in it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going there. I just thought of a naughty BBC. I was just
actually, you could do that, yeah? Actually, what you just thought that was telegraphed into my mind, you could actually do that, you know?
No, I had the thoughts of where I was a bit naughty doing a recording for BBC World Service, but I better not go there. Anyway, yes, so all seriousness, RTI is now globalised on your phone and your tablet and, of course, your PC, and we're just online normal like all the rest of the stations as well. So that's us, online on Windows 8 PC, tablet and Windows Phone as well. There's only one trouble with it, Rach.
What's the trouble with it?
Well, I drove to work the other day as we spent a couple of weeks, as you can imagine, testing this with the studio boys who mm-hmm. made it all. So I'm driving to work and I'm getting lots of... It's when Lee was having a rant.
When?
Oh.
Right. Now, there's a point in my car because my car is female and therefore it's a control...
Megan.
Yeah. Megan, you see, it's a control freak. So it takes control of my phone.
Yes.
So as I move away from the phone and I get distracted with the phone call, I move, my connection to the car drops, I take the phone call, end the phone call as I'm walking up the sort of pathway to the office. As I get to the office door to put the key in and unlock it, blinking Lee Banks starts off in me pocket.
Just like I was talking to the other day, Lee. Yeah. I was telling somebody I used Lee's voice as an alarm.
Yes.
That all ties in very, very nicely. I was telling your daughter that, actually, Eric.
Was you, really?
Yes, I was telling her I have Lee set on my alarm, and it's like this goes, what a load of rubbish!
Exactly, that's right.
My word.
But I tell you what, that's a new take on that, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that Lee Banks in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
And then this morning, all hell breaks loose, Rach. He's distraught.
I was distraught, Rachel.
He's like a man possessed with about 100 gremlins behind him.
Oh, I tell you, honestly, it was terrible, Rachel. And the first thing I did, I phoned Eric.
Well, of course.
Mm.
In a time of crisis, I always ring Uncle Eric.
So he says, my laptop's broken. I go, yeah, and? It doesn't tell me what's wrong with it. It just says, my laptop's broken. Like I'm supposed to see 2,000 kilometres in thin air and go, oh, look, there's Lee's computer. My gosh, that's what's wrong with it. But no. So, Rach, you're going to be impressed. The short story is we found out that one of his drivers had gone bad.
I haven't even got a car here.
I was going to say, was it Charlie or Fred?
Yes, exactly. So one of the drivers, which happened to be the wireless LAN network driver, had gone corrupt. So we managed to get Lee to go through the control panel, through the manager, da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Through the round window.
And the square one. And we got him on the backup piece. Thank you, Toshiba, for leaving a backup set of drivers on your computer. To actually make the computer come back to life. And he did it.
I did it. Eric was there, like support, behind me, ready to catch me if I fell, you know, walking beside me, leaving footprints in the sand of the high technological age, just in case I needed help and I needed carrying. And between Eric and I, we did it. But then I let myself down, didn't I?
About an hour later, the Skype goes off. It's died again! So,
No.
What's he done to it this time? Oh, God. Do you know what it was, Rach?
He hadn't turned it on.
He hadn't put the battery cable in, so the battery was flat.
I know, my battery went flat. It just went like that on me. Thought, oh, no, it's died. It's gone. I've lost everything in the world on there. I won't be able to do the show. I won't be able to do anything. I'll die now without it. And then I phoned Eric and I sat there. I had a tantrum. The whole of Valencia heard the fact that my computer had died. Andrea thought she was going to get murdered. I was running around the house, tearing my golden locks to shreds.
Great.
And then I looked and I thought, I wonder if I plug it in. And I plugged it in and it came back to life.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. A top tip from Postcard from Poprad. Do not try to use a laptop with a flat battery.
No. It will end in tears.
Like a car, isn't it?
Yes.
Should we do the show, do you think?
Yeah, we probably should.
We should really, shouldn't we?
Forget it.
We have a lot to get through.
We have a chat.
We're never going to make it. Sid Bernstein, the concert promoter who staged the early shows for the Beatles and the Strolling Bones, unfortunately he's died, bless him.
Oh. 95, wasn't he? 95.
That's a good innings. He's a very good innings.
Sorry, can you carry on, Eric?
No, you carry on, Lee.
I was just going to say, do we really want to mark his death when he actually was the man who perpetrated the Beatles on the world?
Yes.
Yeah, but he also did a lot of other stuff. I'm not a fan of the Beatles either.
Excuse me!
Oh, yeah. Rolling Stones.
Hang on, here we go.
Judy Garland.
One of the best tracks in the world ever. Revolution by the Beatles.
What a load of rubbish.
Judy Garland, Ray Charles, Tony Bennett. This guy had a massive career.
Judy Garland, Ray Charles.
He had a vast and diverse career.
Ray Charles. Tony Bennett. Ready for Tony Bennett? Sorry,
what's I say? What's that got to do with Tony Bennett?
Well, he'd always got a glass of whiskey in his hand, didn't he?
That's not Tony Bennett, you knob.
That's Dean Martin.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, always walking around with booze in his hand, and he's well gone.
All right. He was pickled.
He was always well gone, yeah.
Tony Bennett's still alive. Watercolors.
I know I've said it before. The Beatles were just a psychedelic ABBA.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hate mail to Lee Banks, Valencia, Spain.
They couldn't even spell the name right. It doesn't have an A in it. It's two E's.
Sometimes I despair. Sorry to lose you, Sid. Great staging the Shea Stadium for the Beatles. Fabulous concert.
Shea Stadium. Like the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's somebody who's died who I know nothing about.
What? Elmore Leonard. That's the thing, isn't it? We're talking about culture. You know about the Beatles the most. They have more culture than a pot of yoghurt than they had in the Beatles. And then somebody like Elmore Leonard, author of books like Get Shorty and Maximum Bob and Out of Sight, has died. That's a tragedy.
Are they tech manuals?
Well, they are technical manuals in the art of creating schlock horror. He is the man who was the forefront of gonzo journalism, of high-tech writing.
Gonzo! The Muppets!
What was that?
Gonzo.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the Muppets.
Okay. He was a true icon of crime literature. Oh. Even Patricia Cornwell, who I must admit, despite the fact that she is a woman, is actually quite a good writer, says that he'd be usually missed, and so he will. He changed the face of writing as much as Norman Mailer or William Burroughs did.
So he wasn't the script writer for The Muppets, then?
No.
Oh, Rachel, what are we going to do?
What did you do, Lee? What a troglodyte we work for. Or we thought.
Troglodytes? Oh, yes, that was a good. That's an old rock and roll song, isn't it?
What? Oh,
troglodytes.
The troglodytes, they used to be pretty good, and then he got interested in meteors, didn't he, and started following spaceships.
I think we should be serious for a minute before we run out of time in part one. I find this very difficult, boys and girls, because I cannot even conceive what it would be like for a village to be maybe not so vibrant as everywhere, maybe not quite as jovial as everywhere, but a village that's alive, got communities, got friends, got little sort of clusters of people who live and work together. And one day you've got this cluster, and the next day there's nothing.
It's quite horrific, isn't it? It really is. And I think the Daily Mail put it so beautifully, and this is what journalism is about sometimes, when they said the village that never woke up.
And I have to say to all the real people who've been affected by the civil war out in Syria, that our hearts and our prayers are with you. I don't care about faith, which faith it is. Don't care. Absolutely not interested. But to have children affected by chemical weapons, and I know how difficult it is with breathing, because, all right, in a very small way, I'm asthmatic, and it's horrible when you get an asthma attack. And I can only visualise it's like 1% of what the pain must be like with, you know, chemical weapons and the like. And to afflict that on children, no, they shouldn't be killed. They should be used for medical experiments.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit extreme, but I do take your point. You see, the other thing is you've got to accept the wider issues that are involved here. Barack Obama is treating this particular event with incredible, or what he describes as grave concern. And you have to even Australia, Rachel, is actually looking at getting involved in this war, and this is how World War started.
Saying that he was going to be chatting later in the day, which he would have done by now, so probably he's something over the weekend, with the Secretary General of the UN. He was taking a call from him.
That's right.
We don't get involved. This is the other side of the universe for us. You know, we don't get involved in stuff, but it's that grave. The situation is that grave. Their plight is that dire that they're calling, giving us a call. You know, I don't know. This could be very ugly.
Well, actually, it was Australia that approached the UN, wasn't it?
Yes.
And they, you know, it is, like you say, Rachel, for a country like Australia, which, you know, is not really a warlike nation. You know, the Anzacs, et cetera, were involved with Britain.
No.
It's not a warlike nation, but this is such an horrific event. And the whole thing over there, when you think Damascus... You know, Damascus is the heart of the Western world in reality.
Eh?
Damascus is, well, you know, through the Bible, it's the heart.
Oh, I see what you
Western
mean.
Religion.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've marked that terrible event. I pray that it doesn't go on. I pray they'd all see reason, which they won't, because there's nothing that sees reason in situations like this. And I just hope that the world stage can get together unilaterally, and that includes China and Russia and Europe and America and Australasia, so they can all say, hold on, mate, you're out of here. And I think
that's a bridge too far, Mr. Assad. See ya.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on, boys and girls. Let's wake it up a bit. Don't forget, we're still gloating a little bit today. We're gloating. We're gloating a little bit with our new jingle. I may well play it again later.
Is that the Windows 8 thing?
What was it, Lee?
Is it called Windows 8? Are we on Windows 8?
On PC. On tablet.
It's politically correct to be on Windows 8. Yes.
Stop shouting, dear boy. Stop shouting.
I was just trying to make myself heard to the ladies and gentlemen. They're all over the world. I'm sitting in the middle of the salt flats of Valencia. How are they going to hear me if I don't shout?
You don't have to, darling, because we're on Windows 8.
Oh, I see, of course.
Yes. Cigars removed from the home of Hermann Göring in the Second World War have been sold at auction. I'm surprised Lee didn't buy. He used to make me go to the cigar shop every time he came here.
I used to like the cigars in Slovakia. You know what? You can't really get cigars in Slovakia anymore. That is a real hot shame.
You can.
You can't.
You can.
You can't.
The same ones as you used to get in the same shop.
There's a Cuban on every corner.
Yeah. I can't actually. The name of the cigars I used to smoke.
You're not going to mention.
No, because it is politically incorrect.
Correct.
Actually, and that should never be used.
No, exactly.
I'll tell Rachel off air what that
exactly.
What they called. But I used to smoke. I used to really smoke big cigars. I used to love big cigars. King Edwards were my favourites, actually. And from what I hear, you like a big one as well, don't you, Rachel?
Yes, I do. And his name's Rob. Oh, whoops.
He's very tall. I don't know how many cigars were in this box that was sold, but would they really be worth £1,300, Lee?
No. Well, I'm surprised, actually. I thought that was cheaper. That's the problem, isn't it? This is a bit of bad journalism, actually, because it doesn't say how many there are.
Thank you. I wrote the story up. Marvellous. Thank you very much. You just attack me. Attack me when I'm high. You bring me down. I don't care. Don't worry, darlings. I'll survive.
It's all right. I'll teach. I'll show you how to do it. When we get off here, you show me how to fix me driver. I'll show you how to do a proper news story.
Yeah. All right, okay.
If there were two cigars in that box, they would be good cigars. You can pay £700 for a good cigar.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Yeah, certainly. I was surprised at how little they went for, actually.
Really?
They're all stale, gross.
No, they won't
be
stale.
If there were a couple of Will's Whiffs or something like that, then it's amazing. But you see, the story is bereft of any information.
I'm sorry.
You really should send this run sheet through to Lee so he can check it before we
leave. I'm going to move on to Jim Davidson, I think, because I did the second one as next one as well, and that'll be wrong, and then he'll berate me again, and so I'm just going to move on to Jim Davidson. Jim Davidson is one of those people that was arrested in the child abuse scandals going on after Jimmy Savile. Was investigated in the UK. And Jim Davidson was very well known years ago for his comedic approach to the police force.
Yeah, he was.
Where he used to walk around going, meek, 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 with this little pretended blue light with his hand flashing on his head. But he was very cordial after this one and actually said he's not upset with the police, they were just doing their jobs.
I think what it is with Jim Davidson, he has to be careful what he says about anything at the moment. He's become, from being one of Britain's favourite comedians, he's suddenly become one of the most hated men in the UK because he used to always have some edge of racism in his comedy. And unfortunately, it was quite acceptable at the time when he used to do it. And then racist jokes became completely infradig in the UK, and he went worse. He became like Bernard Manning. But then he also became absolutely disgusting and over the top about women and everything. Mm-hmm. He became a complete, whatever that word is that I can't think of. Oh. And he's just lost it. And I think the thing is...
If it's,
no.
Yeah, that's like, he was just an awful. He turned into an awful bigoted old man, and I think if he'd
his former self.
Yeah, well, almost. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, and he just if he'd have turned on the police over this, he would have actually just dug his own grave even deeper. Mm. And I'm glad he's been cleared. I think, he's got one charge outstanding, but that isn't in the UK. And I hope he's cleared of everything because it is a terrible thing to be accused of. Mm. But,
especially if you're innocent. And it really does have a ripple effect on the people around you.
Of course it does. Of course it does, yeah.
I mean, Harris has got his family is, in a real state. And that's a terrible effect it's all having. And I mean, we don't know what the story is there exactly, but it's a very, very, very serious thing to be accused of. And when mud's thrown like that, it tends to stick.
I agree. Well, anyway, as of course Jim Davison, as you quite rightly said, Lee, was very anti-feminist at a certain time. I think it's about time we moved on to the Russian Navy hovercraft that either needs a new sat-nav or a bloke driving it rather than a woman. Hundreds of sunbathers have had their day at a seaside interrupted as a 60-metre hovercraft landed on the beach.
I've always wanted hovercraft, you know.
So have I.
Yeah. Like Andrew says, I'm interested in anything in a skirt. Yeah.
is this the Defence Ministry who?
Yes.
Maybe there were gay people on the beach.
Oh, ouch. Oh, ouch. Oh, ouch. Anyway, they found out that the beach that they were on was the wrong one.
That isn't actually what they said, Mr. Eric.
Go on then.
Now, editorially, we have to make the point that they may have actually ended up on the wrong beach, but at the moment they are maintaining that actually they didn't know how the tourists got onto that beach because it was supposed to be a Ministry of Defence beach.
Yeah, right. Like there's hundreds and hundreds of people. They're looking through the front window. They can see them. That either the girl's putting a makeup on or she's turned the sat-nav off. What's she doing?
That's what was the name of this remark?
Sorry?
I'm going to take exception to that. What's the name of the officer who was driving the craft?
Mrs.
Yeah, radio.
Yeah, okay.
Patricia Tunslaski, she was called.
Over. You didn't put the over
exactly.
on the end. Yeah, absolutely.
What was it? Snowden. It might have been Snowden. We don't know what he is.
Well, that's true. That it could be either, couldn't it?
She was the first woman in the Soviet army. I'll have you know. And she'd only just got a license.
For what?
Patricia Segovia.
Yeah. Where did you make that up from?
Just inside my head, then.
Very spooky.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, if you remember the TV series Flipper? Well, he's gone on holiday to Wales. a marine charity is monitoring the mammal after it swam up the River Dee and was photographed playing in the water. Oh, bless.
It had a little ball and a little bat and it had its little sandcastles and everything. It was lovely. It was loving it. So I love Chester. I lived in Chester.
No, Lee, you got it wrong. It's an Australian Flipper. And it's come up to see Australia lose
the
Ashes.
What's Australian?
Flipper.
Well, actually, Australians do talk dolphin, don't they, Rachel? God, I remember I asked one and I said, how'd you get to Queensland? And he said, it's 20 clicks away, mate.
But Flipper was Australian.
No, he wasn't. He was American.
Was he?
Flipper was a dolphin.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't he at all.
He was an American dolphin.
He was a sea person. He was like a sea urchin. They don't.
He was Hawaiian.
They don't come from countries.
He was Hawaiian.
They live in the sea and they swim like I do in my swimming pool. I'm like a goldfish.
Ah, I've sussed it. It's his relatives who are Australian, and they said, go up to England and watch the Ashes, and he went to Wales by mistake.
Yeah, because there's nothing happening in England.
we better go. That's the end of part one, boys and girls. Bye-bye!
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I-O.